This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 956, three brainstorm challenges for tough IELTS ideas.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How important is it to brainstorm IELTS speaking and writing topics? It's absolutely crucial. Listen today for three examples, as well as ideas on how to find and brainstorm IELTS topics.
Aubrey, we are going into the weekend. What plans do you have?
I know. Well, I know Halloween is long past for everyone listening, but for me, it's tomorrow.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Our neighborhood is doing trick-or-treating, but all of the parents, there's been like a lot of community posts and things of how to try and make it as safe as possible. So everyone's making like candy shoots where ours is like a skull that has PVC pipe and you put the candy down the chute. And so the kids aren't all grabbing into the same bag, right?
Yeah. So we're
hoping to kind of minimize the germs that are spread and still let kids trick or treat. We'll see. Maybe it'll end up a hot spot and we'll regret it. We'll see.
Oh, gosh. Nobody knows right now. Everybody's doing what feels right for them, really. And guys, I mean, we're talking about this really current situation, right? Everywhere is in a different place regarding the pandemic, guys. And if you are reading about other countries and where they're at, it's really interesting. And these ideas, guys, you can use on the test. In fact, just yesterday, I was working with a personal coach student, and it was something about health. I don't remember the exact topic, but in paragraph two, she made up something, right? She made up a fact. And I was looking at it and I was like, I don't think that's believable. One, because you can make stuff up, right? But it has to be believable. And I was like, and two, COVID would be the perfect example in this paragraph. And she's like, we can write about that? Yes.
Yes. Right. Exactly. You can definitely write about things that are happening now, things that are relevant that likely will actually boost your score because it's, like you said, it's relatable. The examiner is going to know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it could relate to a lot of different topics.
Oh my gosh, so many. Oh my gosh, man. Think about like quote unquote IELTS hot topics, right? Technology, health, health insurance, education, working changes, like all of this stuff we could talk about the pandemic. It's crazy.
Yeah. You don't want to stop yourself from talking about something like that. Like I had a speaking class yesterday, just like a mock speaking IELTS exam, and it was so great and natural when I asked him how often he spends time with friends. And he said, not enough anymore with the pandemic. You know, I'm hardly ever able to see my friends. And it was so great. You know, you don't have to keep yourself from talking about something like that.
Yeah.
It'd make it almost less natural.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Like it would be weird if you didn't mention current circumstances on the speaking test because it has interrupted at least one thing in your life, right?
For everyone.
Like it's gonna come up. Okay, so guys, we are actually talking about ideas for speaking and writing today and some ways you can practice coming up with ideas. Because this is definitely in the top three of problems I hear from students, right? Just like, I can't come up with the ideas, you know? And so often it comes down to the ideas, guys. Like if you are consistently getting a 6 or a 6.5 on IELTS writing, it often does come down to the strength and the specificity of your ideas, right? It's like, usually your English is enough. You have great vocab, your grammar is fine, you're using some linking words, but then it's like, but the ideas themselves. So that's what we're going to talk about today, guys.
Yes, exactly right. It's so holistic, studying for the IELTS exam. It is every language skill has to be developed. You cannot just, especially if you've taken the exam before and you got pretty high scores on everything but speaking, let's say, you still can't just study for the speaking test and right. just answer speaking practice questions because you don't know what's going to come up on your next writing test or in the listening and reading. You still have to be improving your overall English so that you're ready for anything IELTS might throw at you.
And that is also like another common mistake, guys, is only practicing test questions for speaking, right? And thinking that's going to improve your speaking. No, like that'll, you know, right. like maximum band six, like that's the ceiling if all you're doing is answering IELTS speaking questions. Because what is a seven and higher? That score means you are sounding a bit like a native, right? In various ways, but a bit right. more like a native and less like a student. How do we do that? We experience English like a native, right? That's the only way to like improve all of our skills to the levels needed for that seven or higher. Guys, if you are wondering, am I at that seven? I don't know. Guys, you can find out for free. We made a super cool quiz, guys. It's online right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and you could get your free estimated IELTS band score right now, guys, and free resources that we made just for your level. Hello, awesome IELTS students. What is your IELTS band score? Are you a band 6 student? Are you a band 7 student? How do you know, guys? You don't have to pay for the whole exam to find out. You could find out right now for free. Get your estimated IELTS band score and resources just for your level. All for free, guys. Designed by me, an ex-examiner. Go right now, guys, to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore. Okay, so what are we getting into today, Aubrey?
Well, this is really awesome because on Facebook, those of you who aren't in Three Keys IELTS yet, in our Three Keys IELTS Facebook group, which is exclusive for students that are in the course. So be sure to sign up if you haven't, allearsenglish.com/keys. Jessica posts each week a Tuesday brainstorm challenge, right? Which is a very interesting question that could come up anywhere on IELTS. Writing, speaking, you could hear it in passages in reading or listening audio. And it's just something to think about. So we're going to share a couple of the most recent ones today. And this is especially appropriate for what you were just saying, where you have to be getting ideas from everywhere because you could be hit with a question that if you haven't thought about, it would be impossible to just make something up. Here's an example. You posted recently, I think this was just last week, the question, who, in your opinion, is a celebrity who is also a positive role model? And I saw that and was like, I cannot think of one. I had to think about it for a little bit. And then I finally came up with someone. But if I were hit with that on the speaking exam, I would have really struggled.
Yes, exactly, guys. There are so many questions in speaking part 3, especially, and sometimes speaking part 1, that are so weird. Like, you've never thought about this before. Trying to come up with an answer, especially in another language, is hard. So we always try and like really push students, right? Like if you just look up 250 conversation starters, you know, online, and there's lists of like really crazy questions, practice those, you know, like develop that flexibility. So what celebrity did you think of, Aubrey?
So Bill Gates, I eventually was like, nice. Oh, what about Bill Gates? Right. He is a celebrity because he was one of the co-founders of Microsoft, but his foundation he's created, Bill and Melinda Gates, have donated $50 billion to charity. Yeah. They've helped reduce malaria. They have helped fight a lot of infectious diseases. So I'm like, okay, bam, he's a positive role model,
totally.
But I had to really think about it.
That is tough. Gosh, I would always like, my go-tos for anything positive about a known name are the Obamas. I would say Michelle Obama for this one, right? Like, oh my gosh, such an inspiration. And guys, the reason why I would think of her and be able to say specific things is because I listened to the podcast Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, which is very funny. And he has had Michelle Obama on there twice. She is like one of the only repeat guests, and she's hilarious and like the smartest person.
She actually is really funny too, like so funny. Super witty. Yes. I know, I saw her on the James Corden show that she was like, they were playing dodgeball, a bunch of celebrities. And she made this really funny, witty comment about how you should eat your vegetables like out of nowhere. And it was so funny. Maybe they wrote it for her, but still it was really well delivered.
Well, that was the thing, guys. We're going to do two more brainstorms. And guys, you should brainstorm on all three of these questions after you listen today, guys. But that was something very unique about Obama when he was president. Like, he's so funny.
Really witty. Yes.
He could like go on these talk shows and do that Between Two Ferns like sketch. And he's hilarious. So okay, guys, let's stick to IELTS. Okay. What is the next brainstorm? Storm challenge, Aubrey.
Okay, so the other one you posted last week was describe your favorite childhood game, which definitely, right? This is a part two question.
For sure.
I could also see this being asked in part one as well.
Totally.
Just like, what's a game you enjoyed as a child? Right.
And guys, this can carry over into writing task two, right? If it's like, children spend too much time indoors these days, or children spend too much time on a screen, what are healthier ways of spending their free time? Just think back to your own experience, right? That's your first go-to when you're coming up with ideas. So Aubrey, what was your favorite childhood game?
Okay, so this is really random. You guys maybe haven't heard of this. There's a game called NEI Over. Have you heard of it?
What? No.
So you play outside, and there's two teams, and you're each on a different side of the house, and you throw a ball over the house, and if one team catches it, then they run around to your side of the house and try to throw the ball at someone. If they hit you, you're on their team, and you're just trying to get everyone from the other team onto your team. So it's like an outside game. So fun.
Amazing.
I loved it when I was a kid.
That sounds so fun. The first thing that came to my mind, which is kind of a weird answer, it's just the first thing I thought of, was just playing pretend, because I have all of these like amazing memories of friends and I just roaming the neighborhood, because in those days that's what we did. We just were like roaming the neighborhood and just pretending we were in another world, or maybe we're adults and we're running errands, or like whatever we were pretending. I remember like hiding behind bushes at one point with a friend when we were like 6 years old, because we had made up this like very intricate world where like unicorns were attacking from the sky, and we had to hide behind a bush. I don't know. It was crazy, but I could talk about those imaginary games.
Well, and I love that you said the first thing that came to my mind, because I think this is a trap on the speaking test, where if you're going to take a minute to think of what really was my favorite, let me think. No, right? You can't have that pause. You can't have that hesitation. First thing that comes to your mind, talk about that.
That's a really good point, though, because I think the same applies for writing.
Definitely.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you've experienced this, Aubrey, when we're doing personal coach classes, you know, like live Skype classes with students, and we ask them, how long did it take you to write this essay? And sometimes they're like, an hour. It took me an hour for writing task two. And so my next question is always, okay, well, which part takes the longest, right? Brainstorming, the writing itself, are you proofreading? And you know what? 9 times out of 10, it's the brainstorming. People are just trying to find the perfect ideas, and they are stressing themselves out about it. Guys, it's not about the ideas. Like, literally, the first thing that comes to mind that connects to this topic, write it down and go for it.
Yeah, because you're going to, on test day, you just don't have the time to be thinking for a long time while you're brainstorming, and maybe you come up with a reason and then change your mind because you think of something better. You don't have time to do that, right? You've got 5 minutes to brainstorm that essay, and you have to pick the first reason you think of and then start thinking of supporting details.
Totally. And guys, that 5 minutes, like, that's not something IELTS tells you, right? They just say you have an hour to do task one and task two. You should spend 40 minutes on task two. But that 5 minutes, that's part of our strategies, right? Part of our three steps and three keys. Because guys, you have to plan before you write, okay?
Right.
I promise you, you do. Okay, so this is the last brainstorm challenge. And again, guys, you should brainstorm these after you listen today. Come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 956. Aubrey's going to put these challenges in the blog, guys. So in the comments, tell us your ideas. All right. So the last brainstorm challenge, how do people get their news today as compared to the past?
Oh, that's a really good question too, right?
Yeah.
And it has changed a lot. So I would definitely talk about social media immediately if I got this question. Say a lot of people read news exclusively on Facebook now. They just see articles come through Facebook. And so they don't go to any other news sites, which is so dangerous.
It's because so bad.
We talked previously about that social dilemma documentary, but there's so much news that's inaccurate on social media, so that's very dangerous.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I was going to say that. Everyone here on the All Ears English team, I feel like we're so obsessed with that documentary. It relates to so much that we talk about.
Right.
We brought it up. It's in one of the group conversation lessons, guys. If you're curious about that, go to allearsenglish.com/group to check that out. Okay, so guys, remember, you can get your estimated IELTS band score right now for free. Go to allearsenglish.com slash my score to get that quiz. All right, awesome. So these have been awesome challenges.
Yes.
Aubrey, enjoy your Halloween challenge.
Yes, right. I know. Have a nice weekend. We'll see you later.
All right, sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.